All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Life Coach Zach podcast. I hope everyone's having a great day because I'm having a great day. I have a very, very special guest on the podcast today, Darren O'Lee, wellness expert, superfood hunter, New York Times bestselling author, and co-host with Zac Efron of the number one Netflix documentary, Down to Earth. Darren, how you doing today?
Stoked to be here, Zach.
Good. Love it. I love the energy. So before we talk about your relationship with Zach and how Zach discovered you, tell us more about what it means to be a wellness expert and what are some of your favorite wellness practices and exercises that you are currently still learning about.
I never use it myself because it's one of those things where it's a constant student. You can never know enough. I chose a path that is a constant curious learning process. As we know, we're finding out things on the microbiome, the planet that exists about those things, and the microbiome that exists all over our skin and in our guts and things like that. So, and plants, we know so little about the plants and the constituents and the compounds. So for me, it's just a constant student of that. So if you look at, I traveled a lot with superfood hunting to get on the ground and learn a lot of things. And I still do that, but just not as much anymore. But I still read every day on the botanicals. I still am in contact with suppliers around the world. I have a good access of understanding where products are getting their stuff. I've looked under the hood so many times. And my wellness journey has expanded. Obviously, you know, in my Super Life book, I didn't want to write about superfoods particularly because that, you know, superfoods and botanicals are something, an adjunct to add into your life. But if you're not taking care of the pillars of common sense, of going to sleep and honoring the circadian rhythm, getting outside, taking off your shoes, putting your feet on the ground, looking at the sun, getting your skin exposed to sun, and then just eating a wide variety of incredible plants, and staying away from ultra processed food, like all of that stuff, obviously for me is completely integrated. So I spend very little energy thinking about that. But I am always fine tuning. I'm always playing with adaptogenic herbs, different times of the year, consuming a lot of chaga mushrooms right now, in my elixirs, always cacao is that phenylethylamine and that feel-good molecules, like all of those things are constant. And then, of course, I've done breathing exercises for the last 10 plus years and cold exposures and intermittent fasting. I kind of laughed because I was just calling it fasting. And I did that, you know, I started that 20 years ago because, you know, Dr. Braggs was talking about this stuff, Dr. Holder Clark, Dr. Christopher. There was an incredible amount of people in the 50s, 60s, and 70s that really advocated for a lot of this stuff. Now it's just got different spins on it. So all of that and a whole lot more, I continue to learn. And I've been steeped in the stem cell world. I got to learn from one of the great founders of stem cells, Dr. Henry Young. So how to turn on endogenous stem cell activity and these kind of things. So it's like, you know, it's a playground, man. And then, of course, we are an environment. So my extension of us as it relates, when I just finished writing a book on fatal conveniences. So it's looking at the unseen chemicalized aspects of our water, of our food, of our personal care, of our beauty products, of our shampoos, our deodorants, our food systems, the things that have gotten into those things that are absolutely should not be there and undermining our health. And I think that's one of the scariest things I see, because it's even worse than the tobacco industry, because at least the tobacco, you're doing something that you can see. And now uncovering this at an alarming rate with well over 20 researchers for the last year and a half, I'm staring at this stuff just going, holy shit, it's worse than I ever imagined. And even in the electromagnetic field and that pollution, it's really scary. So yeah, I just finished that book. It's coming out in May. But that is leading me into a healthy and healthier marketplace where I'm really spending time, because I had to do it for the book, vetting and looking at companies that are doing it right, that are clean. Then unfortunately, well over 90% of the foods and also supplements have something in there that is undermining your health, and they took a left turn. And so we got to clean that up. And there's no real third letter or three letter acronym agency that has our best interest. Unfortunately, it's not doing a very effective job. So we have to do it ourselves.
Right. We got to control the controllables. And that's minimizing the EMF radiation. And that's making sure we're eating unprocessed, non-GMO, whole foods. And unfortunately, there's only so much we can do, because we do have to spend our time living. We have to spend our time working. We have to spend our time, you know, going through society and trying to be a normal functioning person. And so this is actually a good question. What do you think are the easiest controllables that everyone can control, regardless of their financial situation, regardless of where they live, big city or rural area? What do you think is the most easily controllable?
Well, it's sleep. I mean, aside from being a parent, like that, you know, if you're not a parent with kids, that's a tough one for sure. And I have empathy for that. Sleep for sure. And environment exposure of the outside. Get your ass outside. And even if, listen, I'm from Minnesota. I get it. It's freezing right now. But literally just go outside and take the fresh air in. And if you have some balls or not, go outside and just get full body exposure and get yourself in. And you know, you can bypass a ice tub because it's so freaking cold. So get involved in nature, and then you can start cleaning up your environment, right? And of course, when you open your mouth and put something in, you can control that. And the more you start to turn that dial of, okay, if you can afford organic, do it. If you can't, make sure that you're washing your vegetables to getting that residue of pesticides and herbicides off of those veggies, especially like cucumbers and berries and, you know, strawberries and blueberries and these things that have the outer exposed that you could potentially consume. You want to make sure that you stay away. There's about 12 of them called the Dirty Dozen. So those things are starting. And then I would also say for that, one of the easiest ways, cheapest ways to make one of the most powerful salads you can possibly imagine for 25 cents. And that is, get some organic sprouting seeds, broccoli sprouts, one of the most powerful, lentils, you name it. There's alfalfa. You can get all these different seeds, and then you can get a mason jar, and you can soak those seeds for about 8 hours, and then you invert that and drain that. So you want to get a lid, either a mesh lid or a cloth lid, and then all you do is water that twice a day, invert it, let it all drain out. And in about 5 to 7 days, that mason jar will be full of those powerful broccoli sprouts, for example. So furfane, anti-cancer, micronutrients off the chart. And instead of being a garnish, you can literally have one of the most powerful salads and vegetables that you can make for a few cents. So there's always a way. And then once you kind of get in the habit of literally creating your own salad sprouts, then you just keep going. And then that's the one habit begets another habit. Plus, all of these things start to build on themselves. And of course, an easy takeaway too is save up your money. And for $100, $200 maybe, you can get a distiller or a reverse osmosis on the counter or under the counter unit to clean your water. We must clean our water because of all of these chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, endocrine disruptors, formaldehydes, phthalates, you name it, is in our environment and it's in our water. So we, even though it's great that we turn the tap on and we get quote unquote water out, we absolutely need to clean it and then remineralize it back. So like you add a pinch of Himalayan crystal salt to it, and now you have electrolytes in there to help hydration on a cellular level. So these things all are super easy to create a foundation for your health.
Amazing. That is the foundation. It starts with sleep. It's getting outside, breathing fresh air, looking at the sun every single day. Don't look directly at it. Looking at the sun every single day. It's, you know, eating a healthy diet. And you can do it for cheap. And to all those people that are listening on Spotify, Audible, Apple Podcasts, you can't watch me, but I am quickly as I can taking notes, because I am going to incorporate a lot of the stuff that Darren's talking about for 25 cents broccoli sprouts, inverting them, some alfalfa, put them in a mason jar, soak the seeds, mesh lid. I hope there's a video out there. Is there a video out there, Darren, on your YouTube channel that other people can watch so they can try this process as well?
Yeah. I talked about it a few weeks ago. It was on TikTok and Instagram, so it's easy to follow. I have some pictures. I can actually do another one and kind of take people through a sped up process. And it's really, really easy. And it's really powerful. A good friend of mine, Doug Evans, wrote a great book called The Sprout Book. And it just breaks it down and you start to see the power of life comes by way of sprouting seeds, right? So the nutrient density is, I think, about 10 times more in the sprouts than a matured broccoli, right? So you're getting the nutrient density per calorie that blows away a mature plant. So that's the power of life wanting to live. And so all of that nutrient density is in the sprout, and it's completely easy to do and do it every day.
Interesting. I'm going to get that set up. I'm going to take action on that tonight. So let me ask you this question. Actually, this is kind of like a personal question, and I want to hear your opinion and your answer. When it comes to superfoods, when it comes to microgreens powder specifically, is that something you recommend?
That's a Pandora's box.
Why?
Well, because I don't know. I could not answer generally speaking, because I don't know where, you know, my career has spent looking at where most people are getting those supplies, and it's kind of Russian roulette. Now, you know, there's philosophically the idea of taking a greens powder or a microgreens powder is good. Typically, it's not going to harm you unless the processing is really bad. But the point that you have to dry it, you have to pulverize it in a very careful way to preserve as many nutrients as possible. Hopefully, the manufacturing process has eliminated the contamination side, the moisture side, but it's kind of, the supplement world is a wild west. So you want to buy from companies that can show their efficacy, that talk about their process, their flow. They typically, legally, they can't just give you the documents, but you want to be able to follow those companies that are taking those steps and are at least able to show something of the steps that they're taking. Like, listen, I take supplements for sure, but the level of due diligence is super important. That's why I always say, if you can eat the food, and then the supplements become an adjunct to a powerful nutrient deficit, because I do believe we're definitely in a nutrient deficit. Even for most of us that are trying to eat really well, you know, I've got a garden, so I grow a bunch of stuff. I've got a food forest that I'm building out right now. Not everyone can do that. So you want to at least make sure that you're buying as best of the food that you possibly can. Try not to skimp on that. And then supplements can really be kind of filling in those gaps. right? I formulated in 2000, came out in 2008, I formulated Shakeology. And that is a superfood blend and proteins and prebiotics and probiotics and adaptogens well before its time. But that every batch, for example, there's well over 1,500 tests that are showing efficacy of what's supposed to be in there, and they're also making sure that what's not supposed to be in there is not in there. That's the scary thing, because that's why I created this Fatal Convenience book and these podcasts that I put out, because we cannot, unfortunately, put our blind trust into products, into governments, into agencies, and just think that they're okay. Plus, it's our hard-earned money, right? So we all want to be healthy. And the thing why I got in the supplement world, why I got into formulation, why I got into this unbelievable ability to travel around the world is because I saw that what was marketed and then what was efficacious didn't match. So I was like looking at moringa powder at some point, and I was like, that's yellow. I've seen moringa in 7 countries. I know what it is. That's dead. So how can they're riding on the back of this incredible vitamin tree. Right? They call it the vitamin tree in West Africa. They're riding on the backs of that, but then they're just growing it, drying it, pulverizing it, and it's at that point, it's virtually lost the magnificence of what it has. And that's really where this marketplace idea, which I haven't set up yet, but I'm sprinting towards, it's a place where, like, once you enter the gates, that at least you go, okay, things have been vetted. They've been looked at. They've been scrutinized, because I was just frustrated. And I'm still frustrated. I'm frustrated not only in the supplement world, I'm just frustrated that products that have PFAS and forever chemicals are in baby products and your jeans and your t-shirts and like your diapers and your shampoos. It's ridiculous. And they know that these things are endocrine disrupting. They know that these things can sprint you towards cancers and other derailing possibilities of your health, of your immune system. And yet these things are still in existence. And so that's just not okay, man. And, you know, the delusion that someone else is going to do it, I'm over it. I'm over it. I wanted to support companies and people doing the right thing with also circular economies, better packaging, all of that stuff, because we have this responsibility, and I want to empower, you know, in my little way, I want to empower people to do that and lift them up so that people can get exposed to better products that should have the attention, not these other things that are knowingly causing harm.
Absolutely. Wow. That's definitely a tall mountain that you're climbing. But if anyone can get to the top, it's you. So I'm going to support you in any way I can. And just want to let all the people that are listening know, can they pre-order your book on Amazon? I know it doesn't come out till May, and I can't wait to get my fingers on it. But can they pre-order it on Amazon now?
Yeah, it's on pre-order everywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, everything else called Fatal Conveniences. Yeah, and it has a third of the book is solutions. So I'm revealing the problems, but I've also spent a lot of time and my team formulating and creating solutions for this stuff. So I'm not saying don't live your life. I'm just saying if you do this over here, it's going to have some consequences. So just do this instead. Don't put chemicals in your mouth with your dental floss. Try this other one that is actually healthier for you.
Love that. So tell us more about your supplement protocol. Like, what do you typically eat throughout the day? How long do you fast for every single day? What types of foods do you try to get into your diet more so than others? And what type of foods do you try to avoid at all costs?
I definitely avoid all ultra processed food. That's just not even in my lexicon of conception. So my typical day, my window is about 15 to 16 hours of fasting. Naturally, I eat twice a day. So, you know, the morning is drinking a bunch of great water. I create an elixir of some sort in the morning as my kind of a morning ritual. And that can have several adaptogenic herbs. So to this morning, it had chaga, it had reishi, it had schizandra. And then I had cacao. I had this Maya nut, which I really love, which has kind of got this coffee-like flavor without the negative side effects. So it's a really decadent, plus I add some Lohan Gao, which most people, the common name is monk fruit. So you can add that sweetness and I can make the most delicious chocolate adaptogen elixir in the morning. And so then that moves me to a workout and then I'll come home and eat a Flintstone size smoothie bowl that I'll make. I'll either throw my Shakeology in there with, I mean, people won't even understand how much fruit I consume. So apples, bananas, blueberries, a cup of blueberries every day for 30 days will increase your totipotent stem cells by 7 to 10 times. So a cup of wild blueberries, a bunch of barucas, which is another nut I found out of the savanna of Brazil. One of my favorite nuts on the planet, the most nutrient-dense nut, and so freaking delicious. So, and then I'll throw some chocolate-covered barucas on there. So that big bowl is my first meal, and that's probably around 10 a.m. And then I'll go. I don't want to be eating during the day. I'll maybe cheat some 100% cacao wafers that I often get from Z Naturals. They've got a good testing protocol over there. And then usually around maybe 4 o'clock, I will take the dogs for their probably 7th run. And then I'll feed them and then I'll start making my big salad. And so that salad, it's usually from Biodynamic or from my garden. It's a monster every day with kimchi, a few different lettuces, and a variety of colors I always go for. So I'm always, if it's a purple cabbage and a red pepper and, you know, things like this. And then like during the winter months, it's great. I had a vegetable medley soup, which is great. And then I had some rice cakes, as a kind of nice little crunchy crunch. So that's, you know, typically. And I just, and I also make salad dressing that is loaded. So some of the things that I really make sure that I get that I freaking love is one of the greatest nutrient dense foods in the world is spirulina. However, this is raw spirulina. This is not powdered. This is frozen. So this company, there's a few raw living spirulina, comes in a glass jar. It comes, so I load that up every day in my smoothie bowl as well. I'll make my dressing. I'll put miso, my dressing, sesame, olive oil, lemon, and I'll make my own dressings, pour that in. So now my dressing is not a detriment. My dressing is a superpower and delicious on my salad. So that's kind of it. That's my, and if I need something sweet, I will reach for a date. Or a date with Baruca almond butter, like that's kind of the deal. And so it varies a little bit, but that's pretty much my routine.
Wow. Thank you so much for going into so much detail and providing so much context on what you put in your body. I feel like the audience and the listeners are really going to appreciate the value that you brought with that. Now, I want to touch on it because my viewers and audience members will get extremely upset with me if I do not bring up Zac Efron and how you crossed paths with the High School Musical star. So tell us a little bit about how, and I know the story because I listened to you on the Rich Roll podcast, and you told that story. So you don't have to go into too much detail, but tell us a little bit how Zach reached out to you and how your number one Netflix series documentary came about.
Yeah, so Zach, you know, so I get this obviously Rich and I knew each other. I've done this podcast several times and Rich reached out to me one time and the mutual friend of his, Connor Dwyer, was Zach's friend and Rich's friend. Rich had never met Zach. And I get this message from Rich and say, hey, is it okay that I give Zach, vis-a-vis through Connor, your number because Zach was interested in contacting you. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, I you know, I've gotten requests of athletes and everything. They're looking for insight. So I kind of just, you know, sure, no problem, right? And then I just forgot about it. So then maybe, I don't know, a month or two go by and I get this random text from Zach Efron. And he just kind of laid out, hey, I really loved your podcast. I loved what you were saying. I really would love to meet. And I said, cool. There's a vegan restaurant in not too far from me. And he met me there. And I think that first meeting was a couple hours. And we just talked health and just like what's going on. And obviously, maybe not obviously, but for me, it was this very sweet, curious person that showed up. And I was like, oh, he's really, and we just instantly had a connection. And so, you know, we just became friends. And, you know, I'd throw him certain things and ideas or concepts or herbs or whatever, because obviously he's into health and the planet. And then, you know, as we progressed, he was like, hey, what else are you doing? And I said, well, you know, over the years, people wanted to do a superfood hunting show. And I'm like, I really want to open up the aperture of my other interests in the environment and health and everything else. And so I wasn't pitching him. I was just telling him what I had started to curate as an idea. And he just immediately was like, wait, we could go and explore and show up in these places and be in it. And he got so jazzed that and then we just left. And then he calls me back maybe 20 minutes later and he says, hey man, I just talked to my team and I think we can revamp this other show that we already have a deal with and just change the whole thing. So fast forward to, we changed the whole concept of the show to this thing that I had written down. And then obviously the blending of other ideas of production, and we were off to the races, man. And Zach did one thing because I wasn't begging to do a show with a celebrity. I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't begging to do it. In fact, I was the opposite, right? Because I care about this stuff. But he said one thing to me that really rang true. He goes, listen, I don't run around and promote things just to promote. Like, I want to use my platform for something good. And that, those conversations, when it's just him and I, and we're having those things, and he's sharing that, that's what made the difference for me. And then he got it done with the rest of his team and walked that into Netflix.
Yeah. And what an amazing show. To all the people that are listening, if you haven't seen it, Down to Earth on Netflix, superfood hunting, traveling countries, eating different foods, some funny stuff in there too. Very, very entertaining. I enjoyed it a lot. That was great, Darren.
Yeah.
Well, Darren, listen, man, I really, really appreciate your time. I know you're a very busy guy. And you took the time to come on the Life Coach Zach podcast. And that means so much to me. It was really a pleasure learning more about your lifestyle, learning more about your perspective and your ideas on how you look at things and what are some of the things that we should be thinking about and being more aware of when we're at the superfood store or at the supermarket. So thank you so much, dear. And it was really a pleasure.
Well, brother, like your curiosity and your questions shine through. And that is an invitation that I have to say yes to. And I'm grateful for your presence and for what you're doing. And it makes the opportunity for me to share infinitely easier and amplifies our similar message. So I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. That means a lot. It means a lot. Well, have a wonderful day to all the people out there that are still listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Audible. Don't forget to leave a review. Leave a review on this episode as well. And you can follow Darren on all social media platforms. You can visit his website, darrenolien.com. That's darrenolien.com. Darren, have a wonderful day. Wish you nothing but all the health, wealth, and happiness for you, your family, your dogs, and your team. And we will definitely connect again soon.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for being a loyal listener of the podcast. If you haven't already gotten my first book, Live Better Now, it's officially out on Amazon.com. I want to give a huge thank you to everyone that's already purchased the book, reviewed the book, or shared it with friends and family. It really, really means a lot to me. Thank you guys so much go ahead and visit amazon.com and purchase Live Better Now.